This is KPFT Houston. Welcome to another edition of the Sunday Monitor. I'm Mark Rivawi along with Pokey Anderson. On the show tonight, we have live interviews focusing on the subject of elections. We start with Cliff Arenbach. Arenbach is a central figure in the growing turmoil surrounding the aftermath of the presidential election in Ohio. He's a public interest lawyer who's about to file a lawsuit in the Ohio Supreme Court contesting the Ohio election. He's also co-chair of the Alliance for Democracy and chair of the Legal Affairs Committee of Common Cause in Ohio. Arenbach is calling for a reversal of the result, which currently shows George W. Bush leading over John Kerry by around 119,000 votes. He cites numerous irregularities and evidence that votes cast for one candidate were moved to the column of another. After Cliff Arenbach, we'll be staying with the election theme as we have Professor James Galbraith from the University of Texas, who'll be talking to us about the elections in the Ukraine and in the U.S. Galbraith is an economist, is the author of several books. He wrote an article on Salon.com on Tuesday saying that if the Ukraine standard were applied in Ohio, as it should be, then the late lamented U.S. election was certainly stolen. We'll be asking him to explain that viewpoint in more detail. Finally, we close out the show with investigative reporter Wayne Madsen. Wayne was with us live last week and will be sharing the latest developments in his ongoing investigations into vote fraud in the U.S. presidential election. Some of his allegations are quite eye-opening, so stay tuned for all of that between now and 7 on this week's edition of the Sunday Monitor. It's your world. Understand it. First up, as usual, we have the news headlines. We're going to try and keep these short tonight so we can leave as much time as possible for our guests. Pokey?
Thank you, Mark. The CBS and NBC TV networks are refusing to run a 30-second television ad from the United Church of Christ because its all-inclusive message is, quote, too controversial. The ad is part of the denomination's new broad identity campaign. It was set to begin airing nationwide this week. But it states that, like Jesus, the United Church of Christ seeks to welcome all people, regardless of ability, age, race, economic circumstance, or sexual orientation. According to a written explanation from CBS, the United Church of Christ is being denied network access because its ad implies acceptance of gay and lesbian couples, among other minorities, and is therefore too, quote, controversial. Quote, because this commercial touches on the exclusion of gay couples and other minority groups by other individuals and organizations, explains CBS, and the fact the executive branch has recently proposed a constitutional amendment to define marriage as a union between a man and a woman, this spot is unacceptable for broadcast on the CBS and UPN networks, unquote. Similarly, NBC rejected the ad as, quote, too controversial. Quoting the United Church of Christ General Minister and President, John H. Thomas, it's ironic that after a political season awash in commercials based on fear and deception by both parties seen on all the major networks, an ad with a message of welcome and inclusion would be deemed too controversial. He said, what's going on here? Negotiations between network officials and the church broke down this week on the day before the campaign was set to air. The ad has been accepted and will air on a number of networks, including ABC, AMC, BET, Discovery, Fox, History, Travel, and others. CBS and NBC's refusal to air the ad, quote, recalls the censorship of the 1950s and 1960s when television station WLBT in Jackson, Mississippi, refused to show people of color on TV, says Ron Buford, coordinator for the United Church of Christ Identity Campaign. Quoting a former FCC commissioner, Gloria Tristani, who's currently managing director at the UCC's Office of Communication, the consolidation of TV network ownership into the hands of a few executives today puts freedom of speech and freedom of religious expression in jeopardy. And I got to watch some of that process of the United Church of Christ coming to be a, quote, welcoming congregation up close and personal because I attended one of the meetings. And they had an entire year of meetings at my parents' church about that. And meeting after meeting for that congregation to decide to be a welcoming church.
Wow. Moving on to Iraq news, Bush administration lawyers contended last year that the president wasn't bound.